Welcome to Heightening Headlines, Improvising the News, the improv comedy news show featuring Ryan Charnocki and Alex Shea.
Hi, I'm Alec. I'm a voice actor, music composer, improviser, sound effects creator, person. That's me.
Yeah, I'm Ryan. I'm a software developer, I'm an American, and I'm a comedian.
Oh, yeah, I'm Australian. I'm from Tasmania, the land of devils.
Alec and I started an improv group together 2 years ago.
Yes, here in Munich, Germany, we started...
As if there's going to be people in, like, China listening to this. Like,
there could be.
If you're from China...
If you're from China...
Ni hao, sorry, ni hao.
What's up?
Yes, yeah, what's up?
I wanted to say the casual Chinese greeting of what's up.
Ah, okay. Didn't know that.
We started kind of technically the third English improv group in Munich.
Yeah.
And...
Called A Void in Improv.
Yes.
We've been running 2 years now.
Yes.
Been running 2 years now. And from that branched an amazing group of improvisers, friends, and some really fun improv, as well as two shows. So I'm producing a comedy battle show, theater sports style show.
Yeah, and I run a duos only long form show. We often, both of us, UFC and my show, we bring special guests from... other parts of Germany, other parts of the world. We've had Casey Fay from LA. We've had Rob Norman from Toronto. We had Gonzalo and Constantine from Berlin. Who else have we had?
Is that it so far? Make up names at this point. Nobody knows.
We had Ogly Bloggle.
Oh, yeah, Ogly Boggle.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
From Boggleton.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy had, name for where he's from.
Scott Besson, the Treasury Secretary, U.S.
That,
Treasury Secretary.
That actually sounds like a real guy.
It is a real guy, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We have the Treasury Secretary.
Famed improviser in Germany, actually.
Oh,
before
really?
Getting into politics. Yeah,
yeah. Crazy. And then we had John Smith, the notable.
Oh, the one who wrote... What, the economic hand? The invisible hand?
No,
that's
no.
Adam Smith.
The other one.
Oh, the other
the
one.
Other
his
Johnson.
Brother.
Yeah. he was admitted to hospital later with his sister, Jane Doe, who married and changed her last name.
You know what's tragic? There's so many deceased people by the name of Jane Doe.
I thought you were just going to say, you know what's tragic? There's so many deceased people. And I was going to be like, yeah, there is. There's a lot. Like, I would actually say out of all of the people that existed in all of time and space forever, most of them are deceased.
Yeah. I guess so.
And I don't think that'll ever change.
Yeah.
It could, but I don't think it will. I just realized the hospital thing, it's John Doe and Jane Doe, not John Smith.
Oh. But you know Adam Smith, The Invisible Hand?
Nope.
It's the economic theory of capitalism, the precursor of, like, the invisible hand of capitalism, essentially. Like, competition is the invisible hand pushing things forward. This is definitely not true. I'm remembering from, like, 15 years ago. But, no, it's Adam Smith, and he wrote The Invisible Hand, or coined the term invisible hand. I do this a lot. I, like, know surface-level details of a topic, but I
didn't even encourage you to go into deeper information about this guy that you clearly don't know that much about. You brought him up, and I was cool, we could just move on. But you were like, no, I'm going to push myself and intentionally start spreading some misinformation here.
No, I'm not. It's not misinformation. I know that part is true, but, like,
it's not misinformation if it's, like, you're not sure. Yeah. I don't know.
Well,
he sounds like an interesting guy. I'll Google him later.
No, you won't.
I might.
No, you won't.
I might Google invisible hand.
Keep it.
Because that sounds pretty useful, to be honest. When you got like a hot dog in one and your phone in the other. And
then you couldn't see it.
You can feel it.
You sure?
I need to find out.
Your body has a sense of where your limbs are without looking. And some people call it your sixth sense. Did you know about that?
I did not.
So, like, if you close your eyes, you can... like move your limbs around in a way where you know where they are in space.
That's true.
That's not due to like taste or smell or sight or anything. What are you doing?
Sorry. I just wanted to see if I could feel myself giving the middle finger even though my eyes are closed.
Well,
the answer was yes.
Yeah. Everybody could. All our China people. What if we blow off in China? Like, just pop off in China?
I would love that.
Oh, yeah.
China is an awesome market to be popular in. I work in the video game industry, and China is like the biggest market after English, like, I think, I don't know if the US is even the biggest market. China might be bigger for video games.
Huh.
No, maybe that's not true. But at the very least, after English release, simplified Chinese is the most profitable, best language to release in.
Have you dubbed any games in Chinese?
I haven't dubbed games in Chinese. I've dubbed Chinese games in English.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah. Mostly like
cheap mobile games. We need this game translated from English to Chinese. Let's get an Australian white dude. that's where we're going to go. Oh, man. Because there's not enough Chinese speakers.
No, clearly.
Oh, man.
And that's where they went wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, that makes total sense. Like, my friend is in China right now. He's Chinese. And he sent me pictures of the food. Like, he sent like 10 dishes. I swear 8 of them had fish in them. Which is,
I mean, yeah, makes sense.
And they all looked exotic. Also, they looked AI generated, which is a scary thing. People, our kids are going to look at this and be like, that's AI. You weren't that funny.
Apparently, I was going to say a different thing talking about it. It's the same in Japan. All of the food, it's got fish in it. And
oh, yeah, because Alec lived in Japan for like 6 years.
4.5, yeah. But,
same thing.
Apparently, according to something that I read on the internet, which means it's definitely true.
Yeah.
Kids, at least in this one particular school, I think it was just a story from some parent. They were talking about kids were using that's AI to mean like that's fake, but not in the sense of like they were looking at a picture and going that's AI. It's like if someone said a lie and they didn't think that the lie was true, they'd go that's AI, which is kind of crazy.
I think it's so funny how the tech corporations are like trying to push AI and they're like, no, it's all good, guys. It's going to help us.
Yeah.
And the overwhelming popularity or like the majority of people are just totally against it. Like, I don't know what the last product is or the last thing is where just everybody's against it. But, you know, the rich oligarchs are like, guys, this is going to help everybody. Like,
have you seen that webcomic? I think it's a single panel. I can't remember. But it's like a tech dude giving a presentation and he's like, we've just invented the Torment Nexus, inspired by the book, Don't Invent the Torment Nexus.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same subtext. Of, yeah. It's like, it's almost the more that they push and try to convince that this is good for society, the more people push back. I think I was listening to a podcast that was saying the more something has AI, it was an Instagram video, the more AI a marketing ad has, the less people like it, objectively. And people can spot AI-generated content. And it's like, you know, there's certain companies that are going more AI because they're saving money, but then people are really pushing back on the quality of it and stuff.
The new Call of Duty had some AI-generated images in it, and it absolutely tanked all of the reviews and everything.
Yeah.
I didn't play it, but apparently it was very easy to identify which parts were AI, and yeah, like, it destroyed the game's reputation.
Yeah, it's
really... What little reputation the game's doing.
Yeah. It's really a walking a fine line because it's inevitable, I think, at least in parts of society, like background images in games, I think it's eventually... It's not going to be held off forever. But, like you said, I mean, for a while, I think humans will just totally reject anything with AI. How long that will last is to be seen as anybody's guess. And I think the person who can sort of say that, no, the trade-off is worth it, we're going to use AI despite some backlash because enough people are going to appreciate it and it's going to save us money. And whoever hits that, like, niche is going to be successful. It's
probably already being hit.
In some areas, yeah.
But the biggest concern is the fact that, like, all these AI companies are just scraping all of these images, all of these people's voices, all of this, whatever, without any permission to do so, in like 99% of cases.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty crazy because, like, you're very active on social media.
Yeah.
That probably already means that there's a number of AI out there that have scanned your videos, taken your voice, mm-hmm. and probably taken your image as well, and they could create a fake video of you speaking with your voice.
Yeah.
And legally, currently, there's not really anything that anyone can do to stop them.
Yeah, yeah.
You could maybe claim that specific video if they're very intentionally trying to impersonate mm-hmm. you personally. But if they create a character that's like 98% you, but mm-hmm. called Rian Charnacki,
yeah,
they might be able to get away with yeah. it with like zero legal repercussions.
It reminds me, I saw an AI generated Instagram account in my niche, which is like dumb traveler stereotypes, and check me out, Ryan Stands Up on Instagram. But
check me out, Alex Sits Down. No, that's not my account. Alex Shea Improv.
That's your X-rated account.
That's my actual account.
Oh, I said X-rated, but
oh yes, yeah, improvised sex.
Isn't it all okay? Versus
most of my sex is scripted. This right. account is specifically unscripted.
That's what those scripts were. I was yeah. like, "What? Who's gonna think this is funny? Where's the laughs?"
Yeah, it's just like dot 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 dot. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I made some comments on the timing because I really think you could make some jokes in there.
I also felt like we could have compressed it a bit yeah. more. I felt like it was going on a bit long. It was like, it was running at like 11, 12 seconds. I thought we could bring it down to 7, 8.
Oh, okay. Different experience. But yeah, I saw this account and in my niche, which is really scary. And it was clearly AI generated. They didn't have a lot of following. And it was very weirdly, you know, perfect in the AI way. It's just sad to see anybody would create something that other people are trying to create, you know? I mean, nobody in this space has a billion followers. Okay, that's unrealistic. Nobody in this space, in my comedy space, has like, you know, 10 million followers and they're just killing it and they have their whole life set up. We're all like artists, creatives, trying to improve our place in the artistic world. So to see that take over that niche, you know, it's not going after the biggest, you know, it's going after the average artist, you know, it's a bit sad. But nobody supported them, so haha.
Good.
Yeah.
But that's why, one of the many, many reasons why I love improv and yeah. unscripted comedy, unscripted theater, anything that's really built around like genuine human emotion and reaction and influence, because I don't think that's something AI will ever be able to replicate in a way that feels human.
Definitely not. Definitely not. I think a good comparison for this is the advent of TV. You could argue would have stopped people from going to theater because it's perfect in a way that theater can never be inherently because theater is live. But it didn't, because there's a different vibe in the room. There's a different feeling when you're up close and personal. And even now, with the quality of television we have, you know, you still see people going out to live events. You can see the greatest comedians in the world on Netflix, and people do. It hasn't it hasn't had no effect on the industry, but people still go to live comedy shows.
And actually, even speaking of like watching on TV, like the thing that I watch most often is channels like Dropout, Smosh, right? Channels, like I would pick them over like most comedy shows I've watched on places like Netflix. Some good ones, don't get me wrong. But because it's filmed and created in a way that is like so authentic and so real, and like so much of the comedy just comes out of that like feeling of like being around your friends, having a good time. Someone says something funny, someone adds something funny onto it in a way that's so organic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's totally right. I had to reconcile this when I started thinking about doing content on Instagram. Why are people watching Instagram videos? I wanted to understand why so that I could recreate it. And it turns out when you follow somebody, you're following a person and a personality, and it makes you feel very close to them in a way that TV can never replicate, or celebrity can never replicate. Like the top level celebrities, people, there's a place for them, but there's also a place for somebody who feels like your friend, who you're relating to in a way. And the reason is because of the imperfections.
Yes.
Because they're not perfect, because some of their videos are not funny. You're like, why did they think this was funny? It's an insight into their brain that you can't get for polished sets and materials. And it's also times where you hear them break or times where you hear see a false edit is like, oh, wow, this could be something that my friend made because he just put it together and we feel very close. I just think for that reason, you know, humans have this desperate need for connection, for societal belonging that can't be replaced by technology ever. And, you know, like there is a place for AI somewhere. But I think that human, basic human need of connection and belonging to society is what's driving, it's what drove, you know, content from movies, TV to content creators.
Yeah.
That desire to feel closeness to the art and the creator, the actor.
And for me, it extends like beyond acting and comedy and that kind of thing as well. Like, I obviously do a lot of music composing. I do that on my computer and I use samples, which is basically like sample libraries for whatever instrument. Someone goes through and records every single note on that instrument one by one, and they record it soft, medium, loud. You know, they record it with different instrument techniques so that I at my computer have as much flexibility as possible to make it try and sound as real as possible, even though it's sort of programming a series of recordings to make it sound like it's an actual person.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as I go and hire someone who actually plays that instrument, who is like an expert at what they do, an absolute artist, it's just not the same. It's like, it's so much better. It has all of the things that I want done in a way that I could never program the sample library to be able to do. And it has their own like unique way of just doing things, whether it's the way that they play a particular note or like a particular pause that they make that like I never would have done. And even if I tried, it wouldn't have felt the same.
Totally. Yeah. It's really interesting how it crosses domains and how we as humans react to things.
Yeah.
We could talk about AI for hours, but I don't think anybody's
going to. I was actually just thinking, like, God, are we really those fucking people who in the first fucking episode of their podcast, oh, AI, this is why it's bad.
Guys, we are the first to ever talk about
AI. We are the first people to ever talk about AI on a podcast.
You've heard it here first. AI is bad for society, and nobody else will tell you that.
Bad for artists, bad for creativity.
Let me pull out, because there's definitely topics that are like... on there's like fun science topics or like health and science topics, right?
I mean, they're the things ones, that exist. I don't know what's you have in to the go, news with them recently.
You have to go to like the bag.
Because they all got their funding cut.
Yeah, true. They got circumcised.
Socially circumcised. That is a phrase.
Yeah?
Yeah, when someone cuts off your ability to do something in a social situation. I think calling that socially circumcised should be a thing.
You're gonna start that? You've heard it here, folks.
Yeah, socially circumcised.
AI, when you start using that term, give us credit.
That sounds like an example of it. Like when you're saying about like, oh yeah, I've been making this cool thing, and then someone goes, oh yeah, AI already did that, and you can go, fuck, AI socially circumcised me again.
Nobody's going to say that.
I think everyone's going to say that. Nobody's going to
say that.
Get in the comments, all right? Get in the comments. Tell me if you're going to start saying that AI socially.
All four people. Call to action. All four
people. I want all four people that are listening to this to get in the comments and say, AI socially circumcised me.
God, this is the most self-absorbed thing I've ever done. Let's put a recording device on my voice because so many people are going to be interested in what I'm saying.
And then tell people to comment that AI socially circumcised them.
I often have this thought about stand-up. It's such a self-absorbed activity to assume that other people are interested in what you have to say just because you're saying it. It's a dichotomy with me. Anyways, I can talk for hours. We have to figure out what we're talking about. This is my idea. You know the details of the Louvre.
Yeah.
Let's go with that one. We'll just try with this one. You've heard it here first. That should be our name of our podcast. You've heard it here first. And then just talk about the most washed topics.
Actually, that's actually a pretty good name for a podcast.
You've heard it here first.
You've heard it here first.
I like that. And then, but we talk about news stories that are at least 6 months old.
Or we just don't even talk about news. We just make up phrases that we're going to convince people are popular now. God. Like AI socially circumcised me. You heard it here first.
I don't want to be a part of this. So, okay, let's, we're improvising. We're two museum goers at the Louvre. The day was robbed.
We're not the robbers.
No, we're adjacent characters.
We're just two museum people.
This is more interesting. We're setting the scene. I would like you to introduce yourself, and I will introduce myself, and then we will start our scene.
Hello, I am Jean-Pierre.
Sorry, it's Jean-Pierre. Jean-Pierre. Yeah, Jean-Pierre. Don't be stereotypic at all. Jean-Pierre Baguette. Oh, okay, go on.
All good characters start... Never mind. I'm Jean-Pierre. I come to the Louvre every day because I work here. I am the protector of the crown jewels.
My name is Jacob. I'm a visitor from Chicago, the suburbs of Chicago in America. And this is my graduation trip. I graduated college, and now I'm getting a trip to Paris, which I've always wanted to visit, and this is my day at the Louvre. I studied art history, so I'm a huge art history fan, and this is my first opportunity to see the Louvre. So excited. I've done all my research about the pieces. I've planned the entire day for the Louvre, and I'm going to spend hours in every gallery.
Oh, putain, burger. What do you want, huh?
I was just asking, is this from France originally, or was it brought here...
Yeah, is this from France? Look, the person who made it, his name is Gutierrez.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was a French name or not. I didn't want to assume, you know. I hadn't heard of the artist, so.
Are you fucking stupid?
No, sorry, I...
Is your first day in France?
Actually, it is. I'm American.
Oh, good. You have enough time. You go now. You can go home, okay?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. Hey... Can I just ask one more question?
What?
I don't know. Maybe this is not appropriate. Do you think I'm annoying?
Yes.
No, like... Okay.
You are a stupid American kid. You come here, you ask me if a painting by Gutierrez is from France. Yeah, you are fucking stupid. You are annoying. Just... What do you want to see, huh?
I'm sorry to put this on you. My girlfriend broke up with me, like, a week before the trip. She was supposed to come on the trip with me, and she...
What, then you only have one?
She said, oh... Yeah? What?
Well, this is your problem. You get the two, and then you lose one, you have a second one, huh?
How many do you have?
Six.
Ah. Do they know about each other?
Yes. They are also in, ménage à trois.
I don't think that's for six.
It's a ménage à trois, and then a ménage à trois is a deux ménage à trois.
You know, four French words. You just used them all up.
I have many more, but I will not use them because they are not appropriate for this situation.
No, I don't think I'm that annoying. Like, my girlfriend was like, she just finds my voice annoying.
I'm starting to see why she broke up with you, huh?
No, I...
You come to me, I'm at my work, I protect the crown jewels, and you are here. You ask me about Gutierrez, and I say go away, and you are still here. I do not know what the problem is.
I just wanted to know about the art pieces and about your life, and...
My life? I come here every day, I protect the crown jewels, and then I go home. Huh?
Where do you go?
Home.
Where?
Home.
Rome.
Not the guy who made the electric circuit with Ohm. I go Ohm to my house.
To your house? What is that?
It's a building where I live, eh?
Ah, your apartment.
Yes.
Ah, your home.
My home, yes.
Well, how long does it take you to get there?
It is Paris. It takes anywhere between 6 minutes and 45 hours.
45 what?
45 hours. If there's a traffic jam, I just sleep at the Louvre because I cannot go home. It is a...
Go where?
I say a six-minute walk.
You said home.
I said home.
I think I got you.
Sometimes my accent is not as sick as other times, huh?
Whoa. What's going on?
Another one as a person throw a cup of cake at Mona Lisa. Huh?
Cup of cake?
Yes.
What is that?
That was a real thing that happened.
Cup of cake.
A cup of cake, and she threw it at the Mona Lisa.
It was a real thing that, what?
That was a real thing that happened.
I hadn't heard of that, but why are those guys breaking the window down? It's being cracked.
They are probably the window cleaner. It's not my problem.
No, but they're cracking the window. Isn't it? The alarms are going off.
Probably needs to be broken so they can fix again, huh?
The alarm going off doesn't alarm you.
No, it happens every day.
Do you know these guys? Are they the permits or something?
No, but they look nice.
What do you mean they look nice?
They look nice. Maybe later I ask if they want to be friends. We have a cigarette. I go home.
Go where?
I go home again.
Where?
I go back to my home with a cigarette and the two friends. Eh?
You just make friends that easily.
Yeah.
You must not be really be French.
I'm very good at making friends when they are not annoying little American boy who keep asking questions about Gutierrez. He is obviously French. Huh?
They're coming closer. Shouldn't we get out of here?
Up to you. It is my job to be here when...
Oh my gosh, they just cracked that case.
They're
stealing the jewels.
Oh no. not my problem.
What? It literally is your problem.
I mean, my job is to protect the crown jewels, but if they get stolen, then what can I do?
These are your friends.
They're not my friends yet, but maybe we have a cigarette and we go back to my home later.
Where?
Back to my home later.
Your omelette?
My home.
Ah, okay. What?
American, you are so stupid. Every time I say home, you think I'm saying something else. Huh?
Look, you have to do something. They're stealing the crown jewels.
What can I do?
And based on my research, this scene has like a minute left of action. So,
it is too bad. I cannot do anything.
They've stolen 6 out of 8 pieces. I assume they're going to steal 8 pieces, 9 pieces, and then drop one on the way out.
Maybe I come stop them after I have my cigarette, huh?
How many? You don't have a cigarette.
I go have one now.
You what?
I go have one now.
You go what?
I go have one now.
Hey, do you guys think I'm annoying?
Yeah. Yeah, you're pretty annoying.
You speak English?
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna catch a flight to Bulgaria after this.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you didn't go to Bulgaria.
Where'd we go?
Algeria?
Yeah, we're going to Algeria, I guess.
You had to ask me where you're going?
To be honest, I knew we caught a flight, but I didn't really know where we were going.
I also didn't know you guys were American. Wow.
No, we're just really good at English. I watched a lot of Simpsons growing up.
Okay.
That's kind of where I got the inspiration from. You know that episode where Homer is supposed to protect something?
Yeah, I love that episode.
And then it turns out that Abe Simpson's friend, the other old guy,
yeah,
he's the cat burglar.
You guys have a lot of time for jewel thieves.
We got 8 minutes.
Pretty sure it was like 6.
No, it was definitely 8. That part I do remember from the news story.
Yeah, but that was from like the break-in to the exit. Not...
Oh, yeah. We got 8 minutes overall, so we got like 4 minutes here.
Okay, let's keep talking.
What's your favorite episode of The Simpsons?
Do you remember the one with the horse?
There's so many.
Can you tell I haven't watched The Simpsons?
Dude, aren't you American?
Pierre, what are you doing? You're smoking inside?
I got bored of this conversation, so I thought maybe I have my cigarette. I let you guys finish talking. You are being annoying together, so he is not my friend anymore.
There's signs all over that say you can't smoke.
That is not my problem.
It's literally your problem.
My problem is when my boss tell me I do a bad job. He had not said that so far, but also he is probably at home.
Where?
At home.
There's so many people in Rome.
Hey, you still didn't tell me your favorite episode of The Simpsons. I really want to know. I kind of want to know before we get out of here.
Yeah, sure. The one with the horse, the talking horse.
Okay. I don't think that's an episode, guy.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking of Mr. Ed's.
I don't know what that is.
Good point. It's the episode where Marge, right?
She's that, that, yeah, yeah. Marge, that's Homer's wife.
Goes shopping.
Yeah, that's a good one. To be honest, I don't know which one you're talking about, but I'm kind of feeling awkward in this situation. I kind of wish we hadn't started talking, and now I kind of get what that French guy means about you being annoying.
No, I'm not annoying. Look, I can prove it to you. It's just...
Look, I'm sorry. We're running out of time. We got to take these jewels to Algeria or whatever.
Wait.
Sorry. Good luck with your girlfriend that dumped you or whatever.
Guys,
bye.
You dropped one. You... Wait.
You forgot the jewel.
Pierre, what are you doing? You're the most useless guard ever.
Welcome to France. And scene.
That was fun.
That was very fun.
We can't high five on a podcast. That's the corniest freaking thing ever.
We can cut that.
Yeah. No, we're not cutting that. No.
Oh, fuck.
Guys, we just did a scene.
We just did a scene.
You guys want to do improv? Woo! Have you seen the...
We're actually at 40 minutes, by the
yeah?
way.
So, hey, cool. That was fun.
Yeah. We can do our closing remarks.
All right, all right. Mm. what did the goldfish say to the otter?
Get the fuck out of my house. I don't know.
I'm valuable.
Do you think the
guys,
the Louvre robbers...
My stand-up is much better.
Do you think the Louvre robbers accidentally stole a goldfish thinking it was also one of the crown jewels?
No. Why would they... No. I just love...
Just wondering.
I love the scene that they were... they had nothing better to do.
Talk about the Simpsons.
Talk about the Simpsons. They engage with this random customer who wasn't afraid of them at all.
And who apparently knew nothing about The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Despite being American.
Okay, sorry. It's not Jacob's fault. He's trying his best, okay?
I'm really curious if that was you in character, if you, Ryan, have not actually watched... Really?
I haven't
what?
Yeah, I don't watch
That's
a lot
crazy.
Of stuff. Yeah, I know. I don't watch a lot of
oh,
stuff.
Oh, man. You're missing, like,
actually,
a third of millennial humor.
Yeah.
And it shows.
The gold standard of humor.
It shows with that fucking goldfish joke, Ryan.
If I had watched The Simpsons, that joke would have been...
If you had watched The
hilarious.
Simpsons, at the very least, that goldfish would have had three eyes.
What?
See, that's a joke you don't get because you haven't fucking watched The Simpsons.
No, actually, when growing up, my parents wouldn't let me because it was like adult humor. That's what they told me.
It was rated PG.
Welcome to growing up in America in the 90s.
That's fair. You
know what?
You are from Florida.
Yeah. I could, I could go swimming by myself or just anywhere. But like, you know, my mother had to search every one of my Halloween candy.
Oh, jeez.
Because there could have been a razor blade inside of it. Anyways.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Ryan is from Florida. I am from Tasmania. And this is the You Heard It Here First podcast. Like, subscribe, give us a rating.
Alex going om.
I'm going om. And you are going into the comments to write, AI socially circumcised me. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Heightening Headlines. Tune in next week for more.